By now, everyone knows that this is the perfect time to refinance. Here's why you choose to work with the Home Loan Expert team. We underwrite all of our own files, which means faster turn times. We don't have all that overhead like the big banks, which means you get a lower rate and less cost, and customer service that no one can match. We're in the office 7 days a week, working till 10 p.m. for you. Give us a call or apply online to start saving now. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Television's Doug Vaughn here with another word about Ragazzi's. By now, you know all about the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls that you can have filled with any of your preferred beverages. I've told you about Ragazzi's fast steam table lunches for only $8.95 Monday through Friday. It's the best deal in town. Now I want to tell you that Ragazzi's is open daily at 8 a.m. with a full bar, full menu of all your favorite Ragazzi's dishes, and, of course, the Ragazzi's trademark fish bowls. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Nana Mama's Pizza will soon be your go-to choice for pizza in St. Louis. That's because Nana Mama's uses only the freshest ingredients, and it's all local. From the freshest locally grown produce to the perfect dough made fresh in-store every day. Pair that with edge-to-edge toppings, and you really can't beat it. Nana Mama's Pizza is a family-owned restaurant that is family-friendly and opens 7 days a week. Come hang out inside or enjoy the day outside in the outdoor seating area located in Baldwin and Creve Coeur. Check them out online at nanamamas.com.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partner.
Ever. international sound of humor. That around the globe, that sound makes people laugh. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 12th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Any advertisers out there who are just, you're not happy with what your advertising dollars are doing for you, why don't you talk to Tom Price and ask him why for 23 years he's been part of this show, the longest running advertiser we have. We'll talk about what they do, how well they do it, after this.
Hey!
At the control board with the volume much too low for that first part,
yep.
It's the man who for 19 years, as you know, lived in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Would you say hello to the audience?
Hello to you, audience.
In the glass quarantined booth, box, cubicle, whatever you want to call it, it's Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Bill Cleveland is not on site today. I think he's at Forest Park. We'll find out here in a couple of minutes, but I'll tell you who is here. Man of many hats. Let's see, a couple of those hats would be newsman, news director for the entire news team of the large morning show in the afternoon, resetter of the electronic clock, official resetter of that clock. And, of course, there's one other thing he does. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I just want to say that as my employment job description is director of resetting the clock, the guy that hosts the soccer show on the station on Sunday morning heard you comment about that position that I have now. Mm-hmm. And he asked me how to reset the clock, and I told him I wasn't going to tell him.
Top secret.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Figure it out yourself.
Let him sit in here with no idea what time it is. That's a funnier show that way.
My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business for 10 years, and if you need the services of a PI, please give me an email, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. There he is. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
Hang on. It's tim@gatewaypi.net. Yeah. A red boy wanted to know your email. He's going to email you about something. He needs you to track down somebody. He's pretty sure he knows it's a theft. What'd they steal?
Cheese.
Oh, boy. You don't do that to Rat Boy. You do not steal his cheese or his thunder. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. 23 years we've been sending them to you and you to them, and the result is lots of very happy AM and the PM listeners who are still staring at and utilizing and cooking in beautiful kitchens, or bathing and showering and doing other business in spectacular bathrooms that they remodel. They're in the business of total remodeling, not coming in and painting some cabinets, or maybe swap out a vanity. That's not a completely remodeled anything. Kitchens. Anybody can put a new faucet on there, or maybe dishwasher's gone bad. Put a new refrigerator. That's not remodeling either. A total remodel is floor to ceiling, wall to wall. You rip it out and you put a kitchen in. You don't even recognize. Oh my goodness, is this our kitchen now? It makes it like a new house. That's what they do, and they do it really, really well. Now there are other people who do it. In fact, from time to time, not often, there's a little confusion in that another company has a part of their name is similar. Here's how you make it easy. You just make sure that at least one of the companies that you talk to, you may only talk to one. You may talk to 10. just make sure that one of them has the name Price in the name of the company. Then you know you got it right. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. Good chili, by the way. Free plug for their chili. Best chili, though, is Wendy's. Free plug for them. Stop on in there, tell them your AM and the PM, and look around and start the process. And it is a process. It's not as simple as, here's where we live, come out and measure our kitchen, and then come back and remodel our kitchen. No one could do it right doing it that way. There are a lot of questions to be asked. You of them and them of you. And there's a reason for them, and they're all good reasons. And the end result is a spectacular kitchen or bathroom. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Home.
ThompsonPrice.com?
No, I never say that.
You always say that.
I say Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home.
I've been to Reno, Chicago,
stop.
You always say ThompsonPrice.com. That is your cue. You say .com, then I hear the music.
Yeah.
You always say .com.
This could be a brain tumor. This could be the signs of a brain tumor.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. No, really. I don't want any sympathy. I'll deal with it.
Okay.
Edit out what just happened.
Gotcha.
That's awkward.
Radio edit.
Or ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, West Coast,
hey, Wichita, I'm under a lot of pressure. You think it's easy? You think it's easy as being at the helm of a show like this? There's a lot that goes into this. And now from Art Hill. Yeah, what a beautiful day. Wonder why he chose today to go to Art Hill. Perfect weather. That's where he is. He is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Please say hello to author, radio personality, speaker, and so much more, Bill Cleveland.
Wow.
Hey,
sounds like he's in a Forest Park bathroom.
Got a brain tumor. Congratulations.
I'm sorry?
I said I heard you got a brain tumor. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So, what a great day to be on Art Hill.
It is. It's a beautiful day sitting here looking out at the Grand Basin. I didn't realize, actually, that people do stand-up paddle boarding now down in that water. There's people doing that, kayaking. They've got the little boats that people paddle around in. I'm actually here because tonight is a special night. It is the 50th anniversary of the St. Louis Symphony. They do an annual concert here in Forest Park. Tonight is the 50th concert that they have done here, and it should be a lot of fun. And it is a free event. It's open to the public. Anybody can come down. I know Dan Strauss is headed down here, I think, after the show. And
yeah,
there should be lots of folks. They sit on Art Hill. You bring a chair or a blanket, and my topic today is going to actually just be about the St. Louis Symphony, because I think a lot of people in town kind of have this thought of the symphony as being a place where you have to be, you know, rich, you know, wealthy, you have to be dressed, you know, in a bow tie or whatever to go in and enjoy the symphony, and man, is that not even the case.
I also think that a lot of people think you have to really know and be heavy into classical music. That's not the case either.
No, it is not the case. In fact, I was just talking with some folks from the symphony a few minutes ago, and so, for example, tonight on the playlist, they will have some, you know, some of the more traditional numbers that you might think of hearing at the symphony, but they will mix in things like, so Paul Williams, the very famous composer, composed things like, you know, the theme from Star Wars and Jurassic Park and E.T. So they'll mix in some of those songs in here tonight and some other
hold on. You said Paul Williams. You mean John Williams?
I'm sorry, John Williams. John Williams.
Paul Williams.
I knew a Paul Williams. Sorry, I screwed that up.
Paul Williams who is a prolific songwriter.
Yeah.
But it's pop music. Yeah, no. I knew who you meant.
No. And so, you have not heard those in person, which they will do once a year, usually they'll do a movie night at Powell Hall, and they will play a bunch of those movie themes, and to hear those in the acoustics of Powell Hall, and then just to watch them play those songs. You know, usually you just hear, you know, at the movie theater at home when you're watching the film or whatever. It's awesome. I mean, it is absolutely incredible.
Well, so to anybody,
never taken the time,
to anybody who's never been to Powell Hall, okay, you are missing something tremendous. The acoustics in Powell Hall, let me put it this way. The acoustics are this good. In a lull in the music, you do not want to cut one because everybody will hear it.
Yeah.
That's how good the acoustics are.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, and they make a point, actually, of telling people, they don't cut one, but they'll say, you know, don't open up your little wrappers or this or that, because you hear it throughout the entire building, you know. But it's very cool. Now, so again, tonight it's a free event, so you don't have to pay to come and enjoy the symphony for free. Because I don't really know. I don't remember the last time when I paid for a ticket to the symphony, to be honest with you. I don't think it's cheap, if you want to have a good seat. But tonight's free. You don't have to pay a dime. And I'm telling you, the music is incredible. And the St. Louis Symphony, for people who don't know, you know, when I travel around, I talk to people in other cities about their own symphony or whatever. The St. Louis Symphony is one of, like, the top three symphonies in the entire world. I mean, they travel all over the world, play, and people know how great they are here in St. Louis. So we're very fortunate to have them. And so, yeah, come on out. A beautiful night, like you mentioned.
Is there fireworks afterwards, too?
Yes, they will shoot fireworks off tonight after the end of the show. So I believe the concert goes from 7 o'clock until about 8:20 or so, and then they'll shoot fireworks off after that.
This is not a joke. On my phone, I have a piece performed by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and it's Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Here, I'll prove it. Hold on, hang on a second. I'm not kidding here.
Because we don't believe you.
Hold on. No, wait. That is the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra on my phone.
And they do other things, like they'll have an Elvis night where they'll do Elvis songs and Led Zeppelin and stuff. They're getting
Fleetwood Mac. They'll play movies, so they'll do a Wizard of Oz night, and you'll watch the Wizard of Oz on the screen above.
Oh no, man! Don't ever say Wizard of Oz. You know what that starts.
I'm sorry.
Right, go ahead, Dan. Which one do you want to do?
We're the king of the forest. Not duke, not prince, but king. I would...
Oh, easy, oh, easy, man. You get into it.
Yeah, no, push a little too hard.
Back it off a little there.
Turtle head on.
All right. I just heard a guy, I don't know if you've heard this before, he was up there getting the sound system ready, and he grabbed the mic and said, check 1, 2, 3. I've never heard that before.
That's really a new one.
Have you heard anybody do that before?
You only hear that at the high-end symphony-type venues. Yeah. You just don't hear that everywhere. Yeah.
Check 1,
you know,
two,
you
three.
Would think, though, the symphony would have some real sophisticated sound check thing, rather than check 1, 2, 3, Beethoven, Wagner, something. Anything but 1, 2, 3. Well,
it's the same everywhere.
Enjoy the day.
Hope to see everybody down here. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Even on Art Hill, that crowd follows him.
Yeah.
They're always...
It's like Arnold Palmer's gallery when he has to golf, you know?
Very much like that. Yeah, it is. That was Bill Clevelin. Courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in this country and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Larry Connors works here. He has a show. Yeah, show right after this one. He comes on at just a little bit after 6. Here's what he'll be talking about tonight. There's an act of Congress that was created that created a fund for 9/11 victims. $7 billion, and it's going broke. And many of those victims are still in need. And what did I tell you yesterday on 9/11? Only about 25% of all this money raised for these victims went to them. The other 75%, somewhere else. Another city has a proposal to tackle poverty. Here's their idea. This is not a joke. There's a city that wants to do this. Give all the citizens a guaranteed income. No more poverty. Every month. Does that make sense to you? I'm guessing it doesn't to Larry.
even those people who work?
Well, I know. I'm sure there are
exceptions.
Well, I'm sure there's certain minimums you have to reach before. But the idea of just because you don't make a certain amount, let's just pay everybody. Let's just give everybody a check. It's stupid. I'm guessing it's probably a California city. That's my guess. One major publication suggests that President Trump is partly responsible for Hurricane Florence. Well, I agree. How dare President Trump cause a hurricane like this? And the FDA declares there's an epidemic of teenagers who are vaping, and they're calling for new laws to keep electronic cigarettes from underage users. Limey is a vapor, but he's not underage.
I am indeed.
You're not underage.
And you know what else?
Vape all you want to.
They're vaping CBD.
Yeah, well, I was talking to some of these 16-year-olds that were vaping over the summer while working at the restaurant, and, you know, they're getting hooked to nicotine, and then they don't realize is that they have to go and sit in class in school, and you can't vape in class, so all you're doing is just torturing yourself to look cool and fit in.
Yeah. Well, I have no time for teenagers who smoke either the vaping or the regular cigarettes because I think they're stupid. And I think they think it makes them look grown. No, it makes them look stupid.
Yeah.
That's all. And if you're listening, I don't think we have a lot of teenage listeners, but if you smoke and you think it makes you look cool, no. All of us look at you and go, well, look at that stupid-looking kid.
It's way down. The stats are way down of high school kids and college kids that smoke cigarettes versus like when we were in school.
Which makes you even more stupid if you do it. After all the years of education and being told, and that, those commercials on TV now where they talk like that.
Yeah, no.
So if you're a teenager and you smoke, you really are stupid. So there. Before I came to work, I made a stop. I'm not going to name the place because it's a great store. I've had the same backpack leaf blower for at least 25 years. It's a Stihl, S-T-I-H-L. And I've gotten more than my money's worth. If that thing never started again, I'd be fine with that. But I went in today, and I left it with them, and I said, won't start. Now, this every 2 or 3 years, and sometimes I go longer, take it in, little tune-up, spark plug, whatever, get it to run like it should. And it's got duct tape on it. I mean, this thing's been used. And I like blowing leaves with a leaf blower. So I'm in there today, and it's almost like the Christmas story, the Red Ryder BB gun. Yeah. My eyes locked on to the Red Max.
Ooh.
And I bought a brand new backpack leaf blower. It'll blow cars over. Wow. I mean, this thing. But here's what's interesting. I left mine to be fixed. I said, you know what? I'll use that as a backup. I want that big red monster. So they said, I said, how soon? I said, I only have 10 minutes. I have to go to work. How soon do you have it ready? He said, put gas in it. Make sure it fires up. Good to go. Put it in your car. I said, okay, let's do it. But here's what's funny. It has one of those plastic tanks where you can see, you know, how much gas is in. You know what I'm talking about, the frosted plastic. They put like a fourth of a tank of gas in it. Now, if you're a business and you sell somebody, that's why I asked Londoff earlier. I said, when you sell somebody a new car, do you fill up the tank? He goes, of course we do. My advice to these people is, it's a little bitty plastic tank. Fill it up, for goodness sakes. Does that seem cheap to you?
Yeah.
And I said to them at the counter when I said, you cheapskates. And the guy looked at me, I said, what's the deal with, you didn't even fill up the gas tank. And one of them said something like, well, that's orders of the boss. He says we got to really limit how much gas. Really?
Right.
Wow. Are you running that tight that you can't? What is that? A quart of maybe?
I don't know.
Oh, things like that. Just it's a great store with a lot of really great stuff I can't have because I don't have a yard. Boy, if I had a yard, those zero turn mowers and all that stuff, I'd love to get that stuff.
And
but I can blow leaves, man. I'm in the woods.
You mentioned Larry Connor's show. Earlier about what he has coming up tonight, but last night's show.
It was unbelievable.
It was tremendous. I listened to the entire show. I couldn't stop listening.
On the way home from here, my wife sends me a text. She says, this is the most fantastic show. Yeah. I get home, and she has the TV on, and the sound is off, and she's listening to Larry on the app.
Yeah.
For you folks who missed Larry's show last night, I don't know what to tell you.
I think there's a podcast that's up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's not the only good show he's ever done.
No.
But that show last night was tremendous.
What was he talking about?
The whole 2 hours. It was 9/11.
We
talked about it on our show here. He must have been out taking a whiz.
Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead, man.
And I heard him play audio that I had never heard before. After 17 years, I'd never heard some of that stuff.
It was
so
great.
Way to go, Larry. He'll have another great show tonight. Larry Connor should have his own like morning show or afternoon show or something. Not here. Don't take our slot. But he should. I don't know even why I'm mentioning this, except that I ordered a little lunch today next door, and they always, with this, it's chicken wings I got. They always put celery with it, like four or five little strips of celery. Celery is a weird food.
Why? Because
you think it has a taste? I know it does.
It kind of has like
a good taste.
It's like a watery, salty taste.
Yeah.
But it's not a good taste.
No, not really.
Have you ever heard anybody go, celery?
No, it's good in ranch, but every once in a while you get those strings that you just can't
chew
out.
Yes, it's got its own dental floss.
Yeah.
It's the food that flosses you while you eat it. But they end up getting stuck between your teeth.
Yeah.
I just think celery's a weird food because it's not delicious at all. It's just not. It's not horrible. And you mentioned ranch dressing. It tastes like whatever you dip it in. That's what it tastes like. But I guess a lot of, you know what else is like that? Grits are like that. I like grits, but they don't have any taste.
My mom used to put celery and put this cheese. And you know how the celery's in a little U? She would dump this cheese in the middle of it. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Really
celery's
good.
Got its own little pocket.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how they do
it.
Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Makes celery taste a lot better.
Yeah.
I could eat just a brick of Philadelphia cream cheese. Just open the foil and just start eating.
Try it with Ruffles.
Whew. Stop it.
Oh, man.
Stop it right now. I'm going to read you an email that a listener sent me, and I know why he sent this. Yesterday, I mentioned that one of these RuPaul events is coming to the pageant. It's a drag queen show, and I've never understood the drag queen thing. Honestly, I don't get that, and I know you say you're not gay. You just like to dress up like a woman and shave under your arms or whatever. Okay, if you say you're not gay, check this out. And I'm going to guess this is legit. It'll be pretty easy to check on. He says, hold on here, where is it? Oh, he starts off, the headline is, "We've lost control." He says, "Frank, if you have something on your calendar for Saturday, September 22nd, cancel it. Because the St. Louis Public Library is having their drag queen story hour for kids."
Ooh, for kids?
Is it just drag queens reading stories?
I would imagine that's what it is. Drag queen story hour for kids that day at the main library from 2 to 3. He says if you can't make it, maybe this would be a good homework assignment for Limey. "I can't believe how we've lost control. This is unbelievable." And then he says, "Second item on Netflix, watch Evil Genius. It's a documentary about a bank robbery in Pennsylvania. Only 4 episodes." Rod, thank you so much. And I wrote him back. I go, oh, man, thank you for the heads up on Drag Queen Storytime for kids. If this is true, I hope I am not the only person who thinks this is beyond ridiculous and unacceptable. Now, there'll be people that take that as hate speech. Well, you can't say anything like that. You know, we all have a right. Yeah, we all have a right to do whatever we want, but I don't think kids, little kids, should be sitting having books read to them by drag queens. I just don't.
Do you think they'll notice that or notice that something is up?
I don't know. I don't know how the kids are. That's a good question. I think they'll think it's just a bunch of over-made-up women reading
this.
What's the point? What is the point of having drag queens read to kids? What's the point of that?
Somebody walks out in this flowing gown, has all this makeup on, and goes, "And Winnie the Pooh said to Piglet."
I think I have a serious question, though. What is a good reason for having drag queens read to children?
It's to prove to children that drag queens can read.
Well, you know what? Maybe that is it. Maybe I'm just missing that.
Everybody, when we say read and drag queens together, or drag queens and read together, everybody, every one of you have said creens.
Drag queens.
Queens.
Say it three times. Drag queens. Drag queens.
Drag queens. Drag queens. Drag queens. Wait, I didn't say
queens. Drag queens read. Drag queens read. Drag queens read.
Drag queens read. Drag
queens read. Drag queens read. Drag queens read. Drag queens. Do this. Do this one, Lion. Red leather, yellow leather. Three times.
Red leather, yellow, yellow.
Can't do it once. Didn't even make it one time. All right, try this one.
Okay.
Rubber baby bubby bump. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Three times.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Oh, no. Wait, yes. No, I said that right. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Hey. Yeah, all right. Now let's go all back right. to the other one. Yeah, red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Wow.
Come on,
red
man.
Red leather, yellow leather. You want to say leather, I guess.
Red leather, yellow leather.
That's a tough one.
Red leather, yeah, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather is a tough one.
Mm-hmm. That is.
What?
So something happened, and the door to the annex is now permanently locked. It's not like...
It
I
is.
Can't... Yeah, the key is not turning anything. So we are
really?
Completely...
You can't have no ladies or anything?
Can I have my, at the end of the joke, the...
Nope. I don't think so.
None of it.
Well, then here's what we're going to do. Because laughter is contagious. So when every time I tell a joke, we have that sound of people laughing.
Do you have... Can you talk for, say, 2 minutes without me?
I don't think he's capable of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sure.
Are you capable of that?
Oh, sure. How about 2 hours? How about 2 hours? Just tell Larry I'm going to go to...
I'm going to go 2 days, Dan.
Tell Larry I'm going to talk to 741. 2 hours. I'll ask Tim this, maybe Dan, because they know a lot more about sports than I do. How's the one-handed Seahawks linebacker doing?
Well, he made his debut over the weekend.
Yeah, I knew
and,
that.
I don't think he did anything spectacular or did anything to stand out.
No, but for people who don't know the story,
played.
This guy had his hand amputated... As a young child, he had a congenital birth defect, and he is an NFL football player. He was actually 4 years old when they had to amputate his hand, so he has no left hand. And I think this is incredible and remarkable and good for this guy. Well, Shaquem Griffin?
Right.
Is that his name?
And what's unique about the story is that he has a twin brother who also plays on the same team.
That's right. Mm. I forgot about
that. He's got two arms, and the brother's got one arm. Well, actually, the brother has two arms. He just has one hand. He's got a nub there at the wrist.
Right. But the other brother is normal.
But he had interceptions in college where he'd catch the ball with
one
hand and a nub.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he'd put them together and catch the ball like that.
Oh, you want to think that's cool? Yesterday, I saw a video of a kid, must have been about 10 years old, no arms, using an axe to cut a tree.
Mm-hmm. With his feet?
No, he was holding it with his chin and with his shoulder.
Oh,
and he was
come on.
Hacking at this
that
tree.
Takes some power to chop a tree, though.
No kidding. No kidding. And he was hacking up this tree just using that. All right, now, do me another favor.
What?
Like, just sneeze or something. Or give me something that I can, like, you know, applaud you.
Sneeze or something.
Achoo!
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me just try that again. Okay, all right, so.
So we're
that's
good?
Cool. Yeah, kind of.
Our sounds are back?
Yeah.
Well, some of them.
This happens way too often.
The annex
you know what?
Is...
I think it is sabotaged by the other station.
He's trying to figure out where the where the other
where
things are.
I'm trying to find out where all the annex
oh,
is. Okay.
Shoot, I got to tell a joke.
Oh, yeah. You do? Yeah. I got you.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm gonna dedicate this to John down in Texas, even to Mike Evans because he's not a real Texan. So I'll dedicate it to John, who's been listening down in Texas for like 7 years or something. John, this is for you. There's a guy visiting a buddy of his in St. Louis, and the guy's from Texas. And if you don't know anything about Texans, they brag a lot about how everything in Texas is bigger and they do everything better and maybe faster. So he's visiting his friend in St. Louis, and they're driving out 44 by Six Flags. And his Texas buddy goes, "What the hell is that? That big Ferris wheel over there?" And the St. Louis guy says, "Oh, that's Six Flags. It's an amusement park. How long do you think it took to build that thing? Put that up there like that." He said, "Well, if I remember, it took about 2 years." He goes, "2 years? Oh, hell, we got Six Flags down over Texas. You know how long it took us to build it? 2 weeks. That's Texas for you. I think ours is bigger. We built the whole damn thing in 2 weeks." You St. Louis people. So they drive on, and they go by Busch Stadium. And he goes, "Hey, is that Busch Stadium?" He says, "Yeah, it is." Well, that is a nice, that's a nice stadium. How long do you think it took to build that? And he says, I don't, if I remember, it's like 18 months. He goes, 18 months? Hell, we got to five or six stadiums in down in Texas as big as that. I think the one it took the longest to build took 6 weeks. Now, his friend's just getting a gutful of this. He's just about had it. And drive by Forest Park. And his buddy from Texas goes, hey, is that that Forest Park I heard about, the zoo and everything in there? He said, yes, it is. It's probably the finest park of its type in the country, and certainly many people say the best zoo. Yeah, we got zoos down in Texas. Like, we got one pretty big one down there, and a park associated along with it. How long did it take to build, to put together Forest Park and all that land and all the, you know, zoo and everything? His friends from St. Louis said, well, if I remember, it was about a five-year project. 5 years? Hell, we put our zoo and our park and everything together in 90 days. Now his friend is just, I can't wait till this guy goes back to Texas. They go downtown, and his Texas friend looks up and sees the arch, and he says, what is that? And his buddy says, I don't know. It wasn't here yesterday.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. Delays from an earlier crash westbound 70 near Union. Traffic continues to stack up out of the city. Westbound 64 at Jefferson and 44 westbound at 55. Westbound 4064, you're backing up at Winghaven. Stop and go southbound 270 between Page and Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 270 heading Missouri Bottom to Washington Elizabeth. Staples offers bold color printing to help your business stand out. Now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing in-store only. Offer ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store staples.com/20back for details. Print more color, attract more customers, and save more money. Staples. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Bud Byerly was a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals during the 1944 World Series, while his uncle Walter was building house trailers in Kirkwood, Missouri. Jim Byerly, Bud's little brother, tells stories of having ball players over for dinner, but he especially remembers the beautiful girls they brought with him. And he remembers, later, building trailers with Uncle Walter. The Byerly story is interesting, but so are hundreds of stories and memories enjoyed by generations of people who traveled America in RVs purchased from Byerly over the last 65 years. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
The Cardinals season is winding down, and there is still no better place to catch the game than the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stop by either Post location during every Tuesday and Friday Cardinals games for your chance to win a pair of upcoming Cardinal tickets. Do not forget about the Post's great home team specials, including $3.75 22-ounce domestic draft and wells during the game. As always, show up in your Cardinals gear and save 10% off regular priced items. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
When you gonna let me go? Let me get some.
Let
Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. There's a lot in Chesterfield Valley, a lot of stuff, a lot of places. This would be pretty much east of all that other stuff. Reservations are necessary for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Both Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are closed only on Monday. And gift cards are always a good idea. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. He is not here. There they are. There's the audience.
There they are.
There we go.
Some little technical issues. Technical issues today. What's going
on?
What happened there, homie? Problem with a piece of equipment here. It's another day in paradise. That's all.
Everything all right going on there now?
Let me check. Everything okay now?
Yeah,
apparently it is, yeah.
Well, the hell, that's pretty good then, I would say.
Yep.
I'd say that's real good.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So today our pop quiz question is still about celebrities who have been arrested. How many times today? How many times has one of your favorite people, Sean Penn, been arrested?
Mm.
3, 4, 5, or 6 times? Think about that. I'll give you the answer in just a... How about Sean Penn, huh? Isn't he special?
He sure is.
I mean, you don't like him, do you?
I think he's a terrific actor. I don't like that he wants to tell everybody how to think and vote. I don't like the political stuff, but he's a terrific actor.
Yeah, he is. He can act. There's no doubt about that. Love Nuggets, is it true?
True.
The reason, huh?
No, is it true?
Is it true?
How much wine have you had?
I haven't had any. Well, a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
Is it true the real reason that Jane Fonda's marriages to Ted Turner and Roger Vadim and Tom Hayden all failed was Jane Fonda addiction to porn? That was the problem. Jane openly...
I'm trying to visualize Jane watching porn. Yeah.
That's true. Jane Fonda says that she's now 80. Now, she was married to Roger Vadim, to Ted Turner, and to... Ted Turner, Roger Vadim, and Tom Hayden, those three. The addiction, she says, she doesn't have it anymore. She's 80 years old. She admits that she no longer is interested in porn, but brags that she used all the runway when she was married. Apparently, she used a little more than the runway. That was the problem.
Mm.
There is no surprise that Drew Barrymore and her longtime old boyfriend, Justin Long, are back together again. Drew Barrymore has been married 3 times, most recently to Will Kopelman. They have 2 children. Drew was also married to Tom Green. Do you remember that?
That's right. She was, wasn't she? Weren't they married for like 2 months or something?
Tom Green, the original, before there was Jackass,
yeah.
There was Tom Green.
Mm-hmm.
3 months.
Wow.
Is as long as you're... Is that bizarre? She was also married to Jeremy Thomas for 4 months. 4 months on that deal. However.
And there's always a however in life.
The people, friends of hers, say that she really is in love with Justin Long, and they expect that she will marry Justin Long when her divorce is completely final.
I wish those kids the best.
Oh, it's just a beautiful thing. Show business, conflicting reports. Some say disgrace fired CBS CEO Les Moonves' wife, Julie Chen. Just wants out of the talk show, but wants to continue hosting Big Brother. But now CBS just wants her out. Now here's the big twist. Julie may sue CBS if they try to fire her.
Well, I'm not sure how you can fire somebody because of something her husband did.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. So I think that this could get very, very ugly. Speaking of ugly, what do Kim Kardashian and Angelina Jolie, what do they have in common? Well, they both call the paparazzi, text the paparazzi, email the paparazzi to let them know where they're going to be at all times. And the reason that they do that is because... Well, for Kim Kardashian, it's all about ego. But for Angelina Jolie, she wants to be photographed with her kids at all times. She believes that that'll help her case for the marriage divorce and for the custody of the children. Meanwhile, Brad Pitt is having fits over it, says he does not want his children to be photographed by the paparazzi, and he's trying to fight it, but so far to no avail.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize, and this is true, when you watch TMZ and these things, and you see these people, please, please, let him get to his car, let her get through in the bodyguards. What a lot of people don't realize is they hire people to tip off TMZ and the paparazzi that they're going to be there because they want the attention, but then they act like, please, 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 just let us through. It's such a joke.
It is a joke. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Gee, I have some other stuff for you. I'll be honest with you.
You seem
I don't know what's wrong with my computer. It went completely dark.
World.
No.
Yeah, right.
I can tell from the very beginning that something is wrong today.
I'm doing it all by mirror. Oh yeah, the other thing I had was Nicki Minaj promised Jeffrey Owens, who was photographed at the Trader Joe's, she was going to give him $25,000 to give him a job at his on her videos, and was going to help him out. Well, she made a big deal about it, had a press release. Hasn't given a penny, doesn't return his calls, has completely ignored him. This Nicki Minaj is a piece of work, always has been, not surprised that at all. And a couple of my affiliates in Canada this morning were telling me it's snowing there today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good reason.
Can you believe snowing already up in Canada?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty amazing to me. I really apologize. I'm sorry. My computer, I don't know what's wrong with it, and I'm so upset about that, I can't even think about anything else. Did you have the same problems this week or something?
Yeah, but we just went on through and nobody could even tell there was an issue. I guess we're just that smooth and that professional.
Right. And finally.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
This week's pop quiz is all about a celebrity's been arrested. How many times Sean Penn been arrested? 3, 4, 5, or 6 times?
I'm going to go 6.
I'm going to go 6. 3.
Then I'll say 4.
The answer is 6 times, including assault, resisting arrest, and vandalism. 6 times. Now, I got some great movie reviews for you tomorrow. I promise that this computer will either be fixed or I'll have a new computer, one or the other, tomorrow.
Okay.
Other than that, I have nothing but a little egg in my face, and I apologize.
Not a problem. The audience loves you.
Pardon me?
They love you, and they understand.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
My computer's not working.
Okay.
Kevin, Kevin.
Now you can get
it
out.
It makes me feel so... And then I say, so what the... But this is a... I can't believe it. See ya.
I knew the men. And by the way, Jane Fonda was not married to Roger Vadim. It was Vadim. Roger, he said Vadim like 3 times.
Yeah.
Can't hear me, Kenny.
No, he's good. Gone. You're good.
Now, I could tell from the very beginning, something was way off there. I thought maybe he'd gone into the third bottle or something. But hey, not everybody is like us who can do things flawlessly without the help of any computer or any sort of preparation. That's just us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Scott Sherman tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye. All right,
Dean. Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Millions of people in the southeastern U.S. are bracing for the impact of Hurricane Florence. The National Hurricane Center calls the Category 3 storm extremely dangerous, as forecasters warn that it could hover just offshore before moving inland. Florence is centered about 380 miles southeast of Wilmington, South Carolina, with top winds of 125 miles per hour. In Charlotte, North Carolina, Mayor V. Lyle says residents can help others prepare for the rains.
We have a program about neighbors helping neighbors. So if you have someone in your neighborhood, we're asking them first to check on each other and emphasize how important it is to be prepared.
Hurricane conditions are expected to reach the coast late Thursday or early Friday. A senior FEMA official says Hurricane Florence will deliver a Mike Tyson punch to the Carolina coast. FEMA Associate Director Jeff Byard gave that assessment during a morning briefing. The White House says President Trump has signed an executive order on election interference.